Lassie, the world's most famous dog, and Red Heart, America's favorite dog food, team up for The Lassie Show. Yes, from Hollywood, it's The Lassie Show, transcribed by John Morrell and Company, makers of three-flavor Red Heart. And here is Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's lovable motion picture star, Lassie, in person. Lassie is fed Red Heart exclusively, and Lassie's vigorous bark, strong body, and fine glossy coat are positive proof that Red Heart helps keep dogs healthy and happy. Lassie speaks for Red Heart. All three wonderful flavors. And now to introduce our story, here's Lassie's owner and trainer, Rud Weatherwax.
Thank you, Charlie. And hello, everyone. Well, today, Lassie plays the part of a prison dog named Cellmate, and nicknamed Mate. He belonged to Father Riley, the chaplain, and he was a great favorite among the convicts.
Hi, Father. What say, mate?
Evening, Joe.
Hello there, mate. Evening, Father.
Hello, Bucky. Evening, Corning.
Evening, Father. Hi, mate.
And Stoney. Good evening.
Get lost.
Still won't make friends, huh?
Take your praying somewhere else.
I'm not praying, Stoney. Just stop to pass the time of evening.
Okay, so you stop, so I'll start going.
Stoney, I know you're bitter at being in the big house, but here you are. There's nothing you can do about it for a while. Now, why not take a cheerful attitude? It'll help you a lot here.
I act the way I please.
I've noticed that, Stoney. And that's your privilege. But you'd be a lot happier if you were friendly.
Yeah? Listen, I'm in stir, sure. I got caught. There ain't nothing in the rule book says I gotta chew the fat with a chaplain, see? Now scram.
I'm sorry, Stoney. We're just trying to be friends. Trying to help you with your problems. Aren't we, mate?
Yeah. Now maybe you got something. A dog there. Hey, come here, Mutt.
Call him by name. He'll gladly come to your cell door. He'll put his nose through the bars so you can pat him.
Yeah? Come here, mate. Yeah, that's nice, matey. Come here. Yeah, get close.
What's the idea of kicking that dog? He's done nothing to you.
Now, why? Because I hate dogs, see?
Well, you should...
Stoney, I'm sorry. Oh, I wish I could convince you that... Oh, come along, mate.
Evening, Father. Thought I'd find you walking in the garden. Hello there, mate.
Good evening, Warden. Such a beautiful evening, I just couldn't stay in my bungalow. Thought Mate and I would stroll a bit.
Good. I'll join you if you don't mind. I wanted to speak with you.
No? Nothing serious, I hope.
No, nothing immediately serious. It's about Stoney Jackson, 38463.
Uh-huh.
No, he's bad medicine. The kind who sooner or later will give us trouble.
Yes, I know. I can do nothing with him. Most of the men enter prison bitter and inclined to be recalcitrant, but after a few weeks, or most a month or two, they snap out of it, make the best of things. Stoney, well, he lives up to his name. I told you about his kicking mate the other evening.
Oh, he's a vicious brute. But there's nothing I can do. He's working at the jute mill, and I'm forced to admit he does his work.
Oh, he oversteps none of the rules, Warden. He's cautious. But he has all the men hating him, and that's what worries me.
I know. Some hard-boiled con he's irritated will stick a stolen knife in his back someday. Tempers are short in prison.
I know. Well, where did Mate go?
Huh? Why, he was... Oh, no. Confound it, Father. There he is digging up my lawn again.
Oh, Mate, stop that. Come here.
Oh, Father, when are you going to do something about that? Look at my yard. Full of brown spots where we've had to replace the dirt from his confounded digging.
Oh, I'm sorry, Warden. Truly, I am. I don't know how Mate ever got into that habit.
From now on, I'll either keep him in my bungalow or on a leash. I promise. Wanted to see me, Warden?
Yes, Father. Last night again, your dog mate was up to his old tricks. I just can't put up with it, Father.
I know, Warden, and truly I am sorry. You see, last night the prison hospital called me. Joe Gavrioli is dying. He wanted me, and he wanted to see mate. I took the dog to the hospital, and then while I was busy with Joe, mate ducked out into the yard.
You promised you'd keep a leash on him, Father.
I know, but in my haste, I simply forgot it.
Father, well, you always have a good excuse. But look now, the state supervisors will be out to look over the prison in another 30 days. The yard is a mess. Father, I hate to tell you this, but you'll have to get rid of the dog.
But, Warden, I can't. Well, the men all love him. They've made him their mascot. You know, they don't have many pleasures, and he does really help.
Sorry, Father, I've given the dog many chances. He's got to go.
Warden, please, just think about the men for a minute. Don't you see, mate sort of takes the place of the loved ones and the pets they had at home. It's not just that he's my dog.
It's no use, Father. The dog has got to go.
As you say, Warden. Well, Father Sinkowski has a parish 20 or 30 miles in the country. He's very fond of mate. I'll run him out there this afternoon.
Well, Corey, what the devil is going on?
Gordon, the men are pretty mad because you made the captain get rid of his dog.
Do you mean to tell me that... What's been done?
Well, we tried to quiet them, sir. Double the guard in case they get nasty. But we can't get anywhere with them.
Well, I'll stop them. They're going to be punished for this, every mother's son of them.
Gordon, if I may say so, their request is modest enough. They were all very fond of me. Fonder even we thought.
The supervisors are fond of the garden lawn, too. How about that?
I know, but if you let the chaplain go and get the dog and bring him back, I'll do everything in my...
You'll do nothing of the sort. I'm running this prison, not that dog, Corey.
Yes, sir.
Turn out the cell lights now. Take away smoking privileges for 24 hours. And tell them if they revolt again, things will be worse for them. That dog's gone for good.
What are you doing up this late? Step in. What's wrong?
You know what's wrong, Father.
I'm sorry, Warden. I have no idea.
You hold a place of responsibility here, Father, as our chaplain. You're loved and respected by everyone. I myself have a great personal liking and respect for you. But you have no right to deliberately ignore my orders.
I ignore your orders? I'm amazed, Warden. What orders?
My orders not to bring the dog back.
Mate? I didn't bring mate back.
Then who did? Right now, he's out in the garden digging up the whole lawn.
Mate is back here?
He certainly is. And he's been digging for hours by the looks of the hole. I thought I heard something, so I got up and walked out to the garden, and there he was.
Believe me, I knew nothing about it, Warden. He must have run away and come back by himself.
Well, you'll have to come and get him. I tried to call him from his digging, and he snarled at me.
Mate snarled? Well, that's almost unbelievable.
Well, come on now and stop him before he digs up the entire yard.
Oh, yeah, of course, at once.
Look, there he is. Great Scott, look at that hole now.
Mate, stop it. Come here, mate.
Hey, you see, he pays no attention even to you.
Warden, believe me, there's something wrong.
I'll say there is. Our garden lawn is being ruined beyond repair.
Well, I'll stop it. That's enough. Stop it, mate, and come here.
Well, at least you've stopped it. Great Scott, look at that hole. Wait a minute. Listen. Hold his muzzle.
What is that strange sound?
comes from the hole, mate dove. Hush, shh, 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 mate, hush.
Great Scott. I know what it is. Someone is tunneling from the cell block onto the lawn. Father, it's a crush out. Quickly, run into my bungalow and hit the siren for me. I have my gun. I'll stand watch.
I'll leave mate to help you. Mate, stay.
I'll hurry.
Back, mate. Get back.
Shh.
Okay, Corning. We busted through. Now take it easy.
Okay, Stoney. That's far enough. Stay where you are, I'll shoot.
Father, I owe you an apology. And a double apology to old mate here. Yep, it was a crush out that nearly worked. Would have worked if it weren't for old mate. Think of it. All those months, Stoney and Corning have been patiently tunneling a little at a time. Perhaps only inches some nights.
Well, that's where I was a dunderhead. Mate never did any digging before. And I should have noticed that the holes he dug made a nearly straight line from the cell block toward your bungalow.
Well, the men are glad that mate's back. And I'm glad he's back. Come here, boy. Cellmate, old boy. You're a better prison warden than I am. This time, at least. And for just as long as you want to make this prison your home, you'll be welcome.
Well, thank you, Lassie, Marvin Miller, Cliff Clark, Lou Krugman, and Earl Keane. Now, friends, in just a moment, Rudd Weatherwax will be back to tell you about next week's story, but first there's a little something I'd like to straighten out. We've been getting a number of letters lately from dog owners asking whether Redheart is good for their particular breed of dog. Well, I want to say right here and now that you can feed Redheart three-flavor dog food to any dog, regardless of size or breed. Kennel tests show that Red Heart helps keep dogs of all kinds, from the smallest to the largest, helps them to grow normally, resist disease, develop sound teeth and bones, and keep a fine, glossy coat. That's because Red Heart is made of federally inspected, fresh, moist meat and wholesome meat byproducts, packed with all those health-giving vitamins and minerals every dog needs. And you can be sure there'll be no dull appetites when Red Heart's around. Those three different Red Heart flavors make a dog take an interest in his food. Lassie agrees because Rudd feeds Lassie Red Heart exclusively. And you can bet Lassie knows what those three Red Heart flavors are. That's the A diet, beef flavor. The B diet, fish flavor. And the C diet, cheese flavor. So remember, whether you have a little Pomeranian or a big St. Bernard, you can safely feed your dog Red Heart three-flavor dog food. Lassie speaks for all dogs when Lassie speaks for Red Heart. And Lassie speaks for all three Red Heart flavors. And now again, Lassie's owner and trainer, Rudd Weatherwax.
Next week, Lassie plays a part of a Russian wolfhound named Boris in a comedy entitled Berlin Episode. Now, don't miss it.
Lassie is presented each week at the same time by John Morell and Company, makers of three-flavor Red Heart, the taste-tested food that your dog will enjoy, the health-tested food that will keep him in shape. Lassie appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, who invite you to see their production of Battleground, starring Van Johnson, John Hodiak, Ricardo Montalban, and George Murphy. The Lassie Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Frank Farron, directed by Harry Stewart, story by Hobart Donovan. This is Charles Lyon.
There's a brand new giant jackpot on Hollywood Calling tomorrow on NBC.